Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman, starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. One of the disadvantages of being a frigate in Her Majesty's Navy is that from time to time you cop the job of acting as a high-class floating hackney carriage. If you don't see it coming, you're liable to get the job of transporting a VIP, and that means a terrible time is going to be had by all except him. For once, HMS Troutbridge didn't see it coming, and they've collected the unenviable task of transporting one of the Prime Minister's advisers, Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown, and his wife to France. However, to everyone's astonishment, including Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, the ship has actually arrived off the coast of France in time for reception. Not only in time, but at the right part of the coast as well. It only goes to show that with Troutbridge, you just never know what will happen.
Just coming into Boulogne now, Sir Wibbly Doddly... Sir Wibbly Doddly...
Oh, don't bother. I can't even say it myself. Why my parents couldn't settle for Sid, I'll never know. You're quite sure this is Boulogne, are you?
Oh, absolutely, sir.
Well, forgive my asking. But my wife and I have travelled with you before, and I don't really want to make my speech to the wrong people in the wrong country again.
I presume you'll be making your speech in French today, sir?
Yeah. Well, you've got another presume coming. The English language has been in existence for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So the French have had plenty of time to learn it.
Yes, well, of course, we all had to learn English, so there's no reason why they shouldn't, is there? Hmm?
Quite.
Approaching the Arbor entrance now, sir.
Now, good show, Chief.
Should we be dressed overall, sir?
You are, aren't you? Trousers, jacket, flat hat, collar and tie all look perfectly presentable to me.
No, I meant dressing the ship, actually, Sir Willoughby.
Whatever are you talking about, sir? We'd never get a suit to fit it.
Tell him, Chief, tell him.
Flags, Mr. Phillips, sir. Flags! Bags of gay bunting in assorted sizes of colours.
Oh, with my luck, by some fluke, the flags would probably make a signal in French, which was utterly filthy.
What exactly is your mission over here, sir?
Oh, well, I'm here as the Prime Minister's personal assistant and private advisor. Or as it's known in government circles, I'm Poom Papa.
What?
Poom Papa. Poom, Prime Minister, Papa... personal assistant and private advisor.
Oh, see, yes, hence the expression pum-pa-pa, stuffy.
Gee,
the jumper.
Pertwee, I shan't warn you again.
I beg your papa pardon, sir. And we're almost through the arbor entrance now, Mr. Phillips.
What?
Yes, well, I did say almost, sir.
Left hand.
Left hand, sir?
No, right hand.
Right hand.
Lummy.
What a lot of ships. And all foreign, too.
They're French, actually. Mm. They live here.
How clever of them.
Tanker on the port bow, sir.
And where?
There, sir.
Pardonnez-me, pourquoi didn't vous look where je was going?
And you. So much for the entente cordiale.
Pardon?
Entente cordiale. It's French for two of my aunts want a lemonade. Cordial, lemonade. It's a joke. At least it was.
Look, I don't think I'm interfering, but you had noticed that Channel ferry boat, hadn't you?
No, we hadn't, actually.
Sacré bleu! Qu'est-ce que vous faites? André Bastide! Vous êtes un mythe stupide!
done, sir.
Coming alongside the arbor wall now, sir.
My word, so we are. I wonder what all those people are doing down there. Hey, look, they've even got a band.
Right alongside now, sir.
Stop engines.
Stop engines, sir.
Tiniest bit too late. Never mind, I got us there.
Well, there's no need to make it sound as if you did us a favour.
Oh, there you are, Willie. I've been looking everywhere for you. What's been going on? There have been lots and lots of bumps and crashes. Terribly disturbing. And the last one was so big I'd have spilt my drink if I hadn't had the foresight to knock it back a moment before.
Congratulations. Well, how did you get on, Commander Bell?
Oh, disastrously, of course. Slopped the lot all down me, well, you can see for yourself, can't you? My word, what a mess. Ha! I must pong like a brewery if anyone happened to, I do pong like a brewery, don't I?
Frankly, Commander Bell, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I could always change, of course, but it hardly seems worth it. I mean, I gather we've got to go ashore in a minute, and you know me. You do know me, don't you? Yes, of course you do. Yes, yes. We met before, didn't we? At least I did. No. Where was I when I so rudely interrupted myself?
Ponging like a brewery, sir. And it's lovely, sir. Could I wring out a pocket or a lapel pull, sir?
Yes, help yourself, old man. Oh, yes, I remember now. I was about to say, it's not worth changing because whenever I go ashore, I always step off the wrong side of the ship and end up in the sea.
Yes, you do, don't you, sir?
Yeah, never fails. Never fails. Almost a routine, really. Old Pertwee blows his bosun's pipe, I bung him a salute, and then it's, ah, whoosh, splosh. Chuck me a life belt, somebody. Gives the locals a giggle, of course. Last time they thought I was diving for pennies. Some Americans chucked a handful after me. I got 3 bobs with, right in the, everything under control, is it?
Well, reasonably, sir.
Yeah.
With the possible exception of my wife, of course.
Who? Oh, the lady I met in the wardroom, yeah. My word. She can certainly knock it back. What? It must cost you a fortune to keep her in the... In Boulogne for long, are you? Yes, yes, I can see you are. Well, she won't see much of it. She drank your health dozens and dozens of times I was off, I think. Yeah. I wanted down in the... Well, let's face it, I'm not wanted anywhere, really. I'll go down to my cabin and change, I think, if I can find it. Lovely to have met you, Lady Todd under brewery. Oh, Brown. Oh, Lord. Good. Is that the time?
No, sir, it's the compass.
Oh, I wonder why... I was wondering why it was north when it's past east. Oh, well, carry on, then. If anyone needs me, I'll be in the... Well, no one's going to look there, are they? Good morning.
Excuse me, sir. I don't want to bother anyone, but I think the natives are getting restless, sir.
Oh, so they are. Yes, come along, Amelia. It's time we went ashore and I made my speech to the mayor.
Very well, Willie, but somebody will have to give me a hand on the spiral staircase.
What?
The spiral staircase onto the shore.
It's a straight gangplank, madam.
It may be straight to you, but I still require some slight assistance. I happen to be wearing high heels.
Oh, quite. Mr. Phillips, lead the way.
Moi.
Ah, merci, monsieur, merci. Welcome to la belle France. Auntie, your milord, lady wife also.
Charles, and possibly derrière ça.
It's a one-track mind, that's the trouble. Now, stand back, a lot of you. I'm under starter's orders.
Just a minute, sir, the CO isn't here.
Oh, dear, trust him. Chief Petty Officer?
Mr. Petty, sir.
Where's Commander Bell?
Just coming ashore, sir.
Sorry to keep you waiting, old man. I'll be with you in a...
Oh, not again. And he's only just changed, too.
Shall I chuck you a life belt, sir?
No, don't bother. Carry on without me. I'll just tread water and listen from here.
Your lordships, fellow anglers, members of the Train Spotters Guild, it was with some surprise that I found myself. Wait a minute. Oh, that's not right. I ploughed my way through this muck yesterday. This is the foreign lot, isn't it?
You're supposed to be addressing the French mayor, actually, sir.
Oh, am I? Really? Well, which one is she?
No, sir. The mayor of the town and his officials, the ones in the top hats with ribbons across their chests.
Oh, the wedding party. Yes, right, right. Right, I've got it now. It's usual form. Short speech, kiss the bride, then belt round to the pub for a quick one. Members of the congregation, undergraduates and fellow dog lovers, it is with great pleasure that I rise to take my seat and address you on a subject. And while we're on it, let me assure you that too much has been said already. And nor can it.
Speak up, old man. I can't hear you. I've got an ear full of seaweed. Oh, I've just been torpedoed by a French cop. I'm not telling you where either.
If our old buildings are to be preserved, we must all pull together and leave no stone unturned while there is still time, and double time on Sunday. Now, my friends, you may well ask, how does this affect the girls in the sixth form? And who am I to tell you? When it's already being done by the United Nations. Finally, as a stamp collector myself, I shan't keep you more than 3/4 of an hour, as I only intend to touch briefly on the matter in hand.
3/4 of an hour? They'll lynch him.
And not only that, sir, we'll lose the tide and we'll be stuck here.
Right, let's get back on board.
But, sir, he's just getting to the interesting part and I want to listen.
Move, Mr. Phillips, move!
Will enjoy a happy retirement with his magnificent gold wife that you have donated. And that goes for his watch as well.
Look, Commander Bell's compliments, Mr. Murray, sir, and would you carry on, sir? And also, would you try to keep the starboard side towards the sun? Because he's got his uniform hanging out of his cabin porthole to dry, sir.
Well, we do our best, otherwise he'd have to put his old and mild set on again.
Fascinating, isn't it?
What is that?
Sir Wibbly Toddly Doodly.
He's still going on with his speech.
I know you'll agree. We have struck a blow at the women, without whom nothing could take place. And frequently does.
Blimey, so he is. He looks at the mayor and the rest of them left ages ago. Even the band's beginning to slope off now.
Put to sea as soon as you can, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir. And now then, Chief.
Sir.
Check she's in neutral, then switch on and press the starter.
Check she's in neutral. Do what, sir?
I mean, cast aft off. Cast off cast. Cast aft.
Let go at the back end, sir.
Yes. Yes, and the front end as well, actually.
Right, sir. Cast off for it! Cast aft off! Oh, on. Off the aft cast! Off! Off the aft aft him! Cast aft off, sir!
You see how easy it is, Bert.
Let go back and front, sir.
Slow ahead, both.
Slow ahead, both, sir.
Bridge, number one here.
Engine room here, sir. Lieutenant Krieg speaking. A sort of bell thing rang down here, so you'll be wanting something, I take it. Even if it's only room service.
We want slow ahead both, Mr. Queen.
Ah, now I'd like to oblige you, believe me, but just at the present, it's completely out of the question.
What?
Ah, no, I've upset you. I've upset you, I can tell. But the lad who understands all the mechanical gubbins or whatever they are down here, well, he's not here just at the moment.
Oh, not again.
Uh-huh. Not only again, but the whole morning, as a matter of fact. And he got up so incredibly early, too. And in such a rush, you'd never credit it. Never credit it. Mind you, he pops back from time to time, but never for very long. As I understand it, he blames the plate of frogs' legs entirely, sir. He's of the opinion that those frogs' legs had boots on. And those boots were made for walking. Although, from what I've seen up to now, I'd say they were made for running. couple of times he's rushed off in mid-sentence to wherever it is he has to keep going.
Mr. Queen.
You're getting impatient. You're getting impatient. I can hear that edge on your voice that wasn't there before, sir. The fact is that on one of the rare occasions that the lad was able to pop back long enough to complete a sentence, he did mention to me that we do have a bit of a problem. You see, he's been that preoccupied, he hasn't had time to ask permission to blow soot.
I beg your pardon.
That was my reaction entirely, sir, yeah. I gather that regulations state we're supposed to blow soot every 24 hours. It seems to be a regulation we've overlooked for quite a time, you see. About a month, to be precise.
What? The whole exhaust system must be absolutely choked up.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. In more ways than one, sir, it is. That's why you can't have a slow head boat just yet. But it'll all be as clean as a whistle in a minute. As you were busy ashore, and the lad was busy wherever it is he has to keep going, I attended the whole thing myself.
Oh, no. Mr. Quigg, you haven't meddled with any of the levers or switches without asking the lad, surely?
Oh, no, sir. No, I wouldn't dare. I simply reverted to the old-fashioned method that my granny used to use in her cottage.
What method?
Well, she used to throw a couple of firecrackers in the grate. Made a heck of a bang. It was most effective.
What? You chucked firecrackers in the boilers?
Well, no, not exactly, sir. No, we don't have any firecrackers aboard, so I had to improvise. I dropped a handful of distress rockets down the top of that big chimney thing you've got sticking up through your part of the ship.
The funnel?
The funnel. It could well be that, sir, yes. So if you hear a bit of a bang in a minute or two, you'll know without a shadow of a doubt. We've blown soot.
Blimey, blown soot. He's not kidding. Oh, strike a light. Here, where did everybody go? Here, somebody speak to Pertwee. Here, it's an eclipse.
Lummy, there's a thick black cloud of O Nasty covering the whole of Boulogne. Hey, look, they're putting all the streetlights on. Offhand, I say Lieutenant Queeg's granny owes Boulogne and us a bit of an apology.
Sir Willoughby old Jolson Brown is beating the hasty and coming back aboard now, sir. I reckon that thanks to Mr. Queeg, the poom-pa-pa is rightly oom-pa-pa.
Aren't we all? Pull ahead both for Portsmouth, Mr. Phillips. Pull ahead both.
Excuse me, sir.
Ah, there you are, Enchason. Well, I think that's enough for one day.
Not quite, sir.
Oh, yes, it is.
But I have a feeling we'll be working late.
Working late? Oh, nonsense. Besides, I'm late home. My wife will stop my Saturday sick. But I think we'll call it a day.
Unfortunately, we can't.
All right, tell me the worst. What has happened?
A message from the dockyard police, sir. An unidentified frigate has just tied up in the harbour, sir.
An unidentified frigate? That's ridiculous. She must have a number painted on the side.
No, sir.
Well, what's her name? They must have been able to read that.
No, sir. The whole ship is completely black all over.
That she can't be.
She is, sir.
Could she be a Russian?
Not unless she's one of the Black Sea fleet. I beg your pardon, sir. In any case, the crew appear to speak English, sir.
Appear to speak English?
Well, three of them are protesting in advanced Anglo-Saxon. And the other one is trying to make a speech to the constabulary.
Oh, no, it can't be. Can it?
It is just possible, sir.
Good grief, Trumpbridge, that's all I need.
Yes, sir, but it's not all you've got.
I beg your pardon?
Commander Bracewell from the intelligence section at Whitehall is on his way, sir.
So what does that idiot want?
A few watertight answers to some dodgy old questions, sir.
It's not exactly you, is it? Oh, well, I'd better get up the dockyard and see what's going on.
Hello, Folio Man. Bracewell's the name. My word, you're really in the muck this time, aren't you? What? Glad it's not me.
Well, I'm sure you two have lots to talk about, and I'll be in the outer office, sir.
Commander Baseball, what is...
I say, I wouldn't be in your shoes, old man. About the only thing you can do is bung yourself on leave and backdate it a couple of days. What? Take all that personal stuff with you, of course, because you're hardly likely to come back, are you?
Commander Baseball, what exactly has happened?
Oh, haven't you heard, old man? What does this mean? There's one board every minute. Now, where shall I start? Well, there's the claim for the cleansing department of the Boulogne Borough Council.
What?
Yes, and in case you didn't know, they charge time and a half for soot shifting.
Soot shifting?
That's the Oscar style bag the panic.
I'll court muscle a lot of them. I will. I'll court muscle a lot.
You have to, old man. And I'll tell you the first charge. Blowing soot in harbour all over the Pums Papa without official permission.
Hey, Jim.
They did, you know. You should see him now. All he needs is a banjo. By George, is he hopping mad?
Who, the Papa?
No, the Pums.
Oh, good grief. It's got to that level, has it?
Yes, but it's coming back down to you fast. You weren't relying on your pension, were you?
Well, actually, yes.
Oh, my word, you're in for thin time. Not to worry, it'll probably all blow over, which is more than their soot did in Boulogne.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Mullin, Mr. Phillips, and CPO Pertwee.
Show them in, please, Ben Jason. As you said earlier, I'm sure we have lots to talk about.
Hello, sir. We can explain, if you insist.
But we'd be most grateful if you didn't, sir.
Oh, we shall want an explanation, all right. You can depend on that. Yes, I've just heard about some of your activities from Commander Baseball of Intelligence.
Oh, pity.
Permission to desert, sir.
Don't be ridiculous, Pertwee. Ben Jason.
Sir?
Would you ring the dockyard police and tell them that the unidentified frigate is HMS Troutbridge, and would they kindly place the whole ship's company under arrest?
All of them?
All of them, with the exception of these three, as I've already got them here. Yes, and when you've done that, you'd better sharpen up at least 15 pencils, as I want to dictate the charges. As I see it, there are at least 23.
23? Oh, isn't that odd? I made it 24.
Each, Mr. Phillips. Each.
Hello, Captain Burby's office. I beg your pardon. Would you hold on, sir? I'll try and connect you.
Yeah, who is it?
It's somebody from number 10 Downing Street, sir. They want to speak to the sailor chappie in charge of the Pumpapa day trip to Boulogne.
Number 10? It's not him, is it? Hello, Captain Purvey here.
Hello. 10 Downing Street here. Pum's office. Dot speaking.
Oh, yes. What can I do for you, Mr. Dot?
No. You've got it all wrong, little boy. Aubrey Ketterwell is the name, but I am the Dot to the Pum.
You're what?
I am the Prime Minister's Deputy Assistant under Private Secretary.
Good. Wait, how far away from the top can you be?
Now, look here. We're all in a bit of a tiz up here. You see, it's about this chap, the Wibbly Roddly Wobbly.
The Pums, Papa?
Yes, that's the chappy. Well, apparently, our lot tell your lot to send him off to France, but it seems he shouldn't have gone. They say it's all a matter of policy.
You mean the policy's changed?
No. They finally got one.
Yeah, well, that's something, I suppose. But what do you want us to do?
Well, I want you to get your boat, chappies, to bring the Papa back for another briefing by Pum.
But he's already back.
Really? That was quick work. I've only just asked you, haven't I? No wonder they call you a senior service. Now, I'll send a car to pick up Papa and take him to Pum.
But he's all covered in soot.
Nothing to what he would have been covered in if he'd gone on with the mission no more. Well, that's our problem solved. I can knock off now. Here, we've just had a buzz through. Bags of congrats all round from the Pum, especially to the boat concerned in bringing the Papa back. Pum would have spoken to himself, but he's having a high-level conference with the Lou.
I beg your pardon?
The leader of the opposition. Well, cheery cheers, or whatever you say, little chap is there.
Bad news, sir?
The worst, number one. As usual, you seem to have done the right thing for entirely the wrong reason.
Well, we do our best, sir.
Permission to desert, sir.
No, shut up. I have to convey the Pooh's congratulations to you for bringing his Papa back.
Oh, how kind. Oh, it's nice to know that one's devotion to duty is appreciated in high places, sir. The application for compassionate leave, sir.
Never miss a chance, do you?
Not willingly, sir, no.
Well, you can forget all about that. I've still got to decide how to account for the bills that are going to come whizzing across the channel for cleaning up Boulogne from your soot and the damage done to sundry shipping in the harbour.
Well, if it's entirely their fault, just send the bills to the Pum and ask his dorps to capoots them as soon as possible.
Capoots them?
Yes, sir. Capoots. G-P-O-O-T-S. Get Pertwee out of the soot. I mean, Pum can hardly refuse. After all, we brought him back a stick of rock with Boulogne, let it all through, didn't we? And so permission to alley-voo's on, sir. Because I've got an arm I want to alley-voo to.
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee have been blowing soot through the Navy Lark written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Lady Todd Hunter Brown was Heather Chasen, Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown was Tenniel Evans, Commander Bracewell was Michael Bates, and Lieutenant Queeg was played by Ronnie Barker. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Dunstan.